Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Matt and Tiger BOS. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. And unfortunately, my beautiful, educated, talented father of three, Tiger Taylor, is not available. He just had another child yesterday. So if you find him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tiger Taylor, MMA Docket, please send him the best regards as he adds another little one, hashtag my godson, to the family. So, I want to say thank you so much for following BLS in this horrible podcast. I want to say thank you for tuning in every chance that you get in listening to this horrible podcast that we do from our house as we start our journey into self-development. I want to say thank you so much. And please, give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, rate and review us. Tell us what we're doing right and tell us what we're doing wrong. What would you like to hear? That's what we're here for, is to help you become the best you possible. So let's jump right in. We've gotten off track because I've been on vacation. Tiger's had a child. And we've gotten a little off track. So let's get back on it as we start Dale Carnegie's How to Win and Influence People. We talk about chapter four, the ways to make people like you. So in the first of the chapter, he talks about why read this book to find out how to win friends. Why not study techniques of the greatest winner of friends the world has ever known? He asks the question, who is he? You may know him tomorrow, coming down the street. When you get within 10 feet of him, he will begin to wag his tail. So basically, he's talking about a dog. He talks about how the dog never stops loving you. It's unconditional love. It's always excited to see you. It has no sense of time. It's whenever you walk out to the mailbox and back, he thinks you've been gone forever. Loves you unconditionally. You can beat them. You can do whatever you want, and they will love you unconditionally. So that's what I mostly got out of this, is how we should act to other people. Now, you can make, he says, you can make more friends in 2 months by being interested in other people. Zig Ziglar says this. He says, if you want to get ahead in life and get everything you want in life, help others get what they want. Then everything else will fall into place. And that's what Dale Carnegie really teaches. He teaches in this chapter to help others get what they want. Not be interested in I. More about getting to know their interests. What are they interested in? What are they not interested in? Are they interested? They're always interested in themselves morning, noon, and afternoon. And around dinner. They're always... So if you really want to make an impact and win people, think about them. So he gives an example. When you see a photograph that you're in, so you take a photograph, go to a wedding picture, a family picture, or you have a group of friends out and you're taking a picture, what's the first thing you look at? You look for yourself, right? I always look for myself. I tell my wife that I look at her, but I always look at myself, because if I don't like myself, we're going to retake the picture. So it's all about I. If you want to win people over, and if you want to make friends and influence people, get to know what they want. Get to know them personally. What are their dreams, goals, and ambitions? A great example of that is Sam Wall. He would always walk in, and he would know from the janitor to the CEO and how they should be treated. He would know their names, know their children. Take that time and invest in other people. So if you want to make friends, let's put ourselves out to do the things for other people that require time, energy, and unselfishness. Be thoughtful. Go out and help people. If you have a friend that's moving, or you know somebody that you're just starting to get to know and they're moving, go out and help them. Take him out for a cup of coffee. Showing genuine interest in others, not only, the way I see, not only will win friends for you, but that may develop you customers. It will develop you loyalty. It will open doors for many other things. I know whenever I was a salesman, I would always network with other people. I would let them talk. Tell me what you want. I'm here for you. You. It's all about them. So if you want more sales, if you want more leads, it's all about them. It's not about you in the final. It's all about them. So that was super simple about how to win and influence people. How do you win and influence people? How do you make friends? Do you talk about yourself a lot? Whenever someone says something or says a story, do you rebuttal and be like, oh yeah, well, I did that this time. And, well, I did it differently and I used to do this. Always one-upping. Are you a one-upper? I don't find it, if I'm having a conversation and someone's always one-upping me, if I try to tell a story, then I kind of shy away from that and I don't really listen to them anymore. I'll remove myself. That's just me, though. What about you? What do you do? So I challenge you this week to pay attention to how you're talking to people. How are you communicating? What are you talking about? So those are just some of the things. Now, as soon as Tiger gets back, we're going to talk about many more things. So much more. And we're excited to talk more about it. We're going to venture off. We're going to do about 5 days a week. And we would love to hear back from you. Of course, we skipped Sunday because I was on vacation in San Diego. But we're going to get back into it. We're going to do our style, men's health and wellness, men's everything. It's all about you, gentlemen. And ladies, it's all about you. So if there's anything you want to listen to, if there's something that we're doing wrong or you would like to see us do, please let us know. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Matt and Tiger BLS. So I would like to end today, only short, not very long, because that's one thing that I need to work on is being able to talk. I'm in my office right now, and I noticed that I already went over everything I needed to. And I need to work, that's one thing that I'm going to work on, is to be able to talk to 20 to 30 minutes. I'm trying to develop skill to become a TED Talk speaker, so this would be great. That's a good thing to work on. Well, so my closing quote is you can have more because you can become more. Ladies and gentlemen, as we close the evening, there's one question I want to ask you. Are you really living the life you're meant to live? Are you really giving 100%? Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a little bit of time left on this world. You never know when your last day is going to be. Are you making a difference? Or are you just letting life pass you by? Guys, we only get one shot at this. This is it. There's no redos. There's nothing. This is it. Please, you deserve the best life. I want you to have the best life. Get out and do whatever you want in life. I challenge you to live your life. As for me, I'm Matt, the best dressed in the Midwest. Have a good evening.